In New Hampshire, smokers have been lining up at a tobacco shop. They want to use a machine that lets them roll their own cigarettes. The contraption spits out hundreds of cigarettes for less than half the price of brand names, but the state is suing. It says the machine makes the shop a cigarette manufacturer, and that means it owes New Hampshire money. Our story comes from Cheryl Rich Kern of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Thank you, sir. One car. Excellent.
At Tobacco Haven in Brookline, New Hampshire, open plastic bins of loose tobacco sit on a tabletop near a high-tech cigarette-making machine. Stephen Correa of Tobacco Haven says that customers get to choose their own blends.
So it's all pretty much natural stuff. People love them. As equivalent to Marlboros, we can make anything from ultralights all the way to the hardest kicking menthol you can imagine.
Shove the tobacco into what looks like a vending machine, slide in the cassette of empty paper tubes, and then
close the door, hit the OK done button again, and the machine starts to produce cigarettes. 200 of them. Takes about 8 solid minutes.
Customer Chuck Little is a wiry young man in his 20s. Like most people his age, he watches his budget.
The cost just keeps going up and up and up. They keep taxing cigarettes, I mean, at least even a couple times a year. And, you know, it's just getting outrageous. It's making people stop smoking and, you know, people are resorting to making their own.
Little comes to Tobacco Haven once a week.
I mean, you can buy 2 cartons for the price of one.
That's a sweet deal, but it may not last. The state is suing the smoke shop for trying to get around its financial obligations as a cigarette manufacturer. More than 10 years ago, major tobacco companies agreed to help fund medical expenses for illnesses related to smoking. Even the smaller shops are on the hook for making payments to the government. Jeffrey Bird is an attorney for Tobacco Haven. He contends the shop is not a cigarette manufacturer.
The state of New Hampshire is essentially saying that the retailer is making cigarettes and then selling the cigarettes that it's making. That's clearly not happening at the store.
Obviously, we disagree.
That's David Rienzo, New Hampshire's assistant attorney general. Rienzo says it doesn't matter whether the consumers or the retailers are rolling their cigarettes.
The difference is in the commercial nature of this transaction. What we have here is a business which is selling all the raw materials and then making the facilities of manufacture available for a price to the consumer.
Rienzo says that if New Hampshire doesn't take action, the state could jeopardize the $50 million it receives from the tobacco agreement every year. Machines like the one in New Hampshire are turning up in other parts of the country. If the state wins its case, others may file suit. But smoke shops aren't worried about coming up with the money for the health fund. That's small change. If they're deemed cigarette manufacturers, they'll have to pay all the same taxes the bigger tobacco companies do. And the savings they've been advertising to customers? They're bound to go up in smoke. For NPR News, I'm Cheryl Rich Kern in New Hampshire.